So we'll go out and feed the chickens. Don't kill yourself on this hill. One thing I like about chickens is they're pretty good composters. I'm bringing out all of our leftover scraps that normally would go to the pigs if we had pigs, but chickens do a fine job with scraps as well. So I'm throwing out the scraps, and then I'll give them just a little bit of corn. And actually, just in the last week or two, we really don't need to feed them much because the melt is on, and it was so fun. Yesterday was the first day where we got some real big patches opened up, and to see them out there digging and pecking in the dirt, and that's their natural habitat. They're happy, and the eggs will only get better now that they're out in the dirt. But I'm still going to give them a little bit of corn and some leftovers. We also feed our pigs and our chickens a lot of... There's a bakery outlet around here, and you can get a whole pickup truck full of hamburger buns and cinnamon rolls for $10. So they eat a lot of old bakery goods. We pretty much let them free range. They can go wherever they want. We have started to contain them a little more just because I like having the chickens run all over, but there's two things that happen. One is they'll go off behind the burning barrel and never come back because they wind up being lunch for some coyote. Or the other thing is, as lovely as it is to have a beautiful brace of multicolored chickens spread out across your lawn and sometimes your deck, they do leave certain byproducts in their wake. So sometimes it's hard to explain to company that that thing they stepped on was not a piece of bubble gum. That little rooster's amazing. When he crows so hard he almost goes over backwards. Chickens, I maintain, are far more entertaining than TV. You could stay out here all day. They've all got personalities, and they're ridiculous, and they're funny, and they're beautiful, and they're noble, and they're silly, and they're whatever you want. They're also nasty. They're nasty, vicious beasts. They pick on the ones that are less fortunate, and they... I always like to say they're just pigs with feathers. I think there's a certain kind of selfishness to farming or raising your own animals. It's fun to release them in the morning and let them loose like this, and then you give them their food and you kind of feel like you've done your job by feeding your animals. But I don't know if that's an edifying thought or if it's, like I said, maybe it's a little selfish.